So what caught your attention in our lessons today? Anything stick out to you? Nothing? They were long, weren't they? What's that?
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you
restored our life. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising,
you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
All right. Familiar sayings. So familiar sayings come out in these scriptures. Anything else that was striking, Elaine? Oh, St. Paul, because you have the St. Paul medal, and St. Paul's lesson to the, letter to the Romans was read, yes? Anything else? Nothing else startled you about these readings? Yes, Teresa. Jesus weeping. So, in the King James Version, the shortest verse of the Bible, Jesus wept. They've added some words in the New Revised Standard Version. It's now four words instead of two. But yes, so Jesus weeping, and you think, oh well, Jesus is a man of strength, strength of character. How could he possibly be weeping? He's supposed to be teaching us, being our leader, and yet has emotion, something that's very powerful in these lessons. Anything else, Nicole? The stench. Martha was like, hold on one second. He's been in there 4 days. You don't want to open that. It might be like sometimes when you go into your refrigerator. Do please no. So yes, we have the stench. Anything else that pulls out from those scriptures?
Love.
What's that?
Love.
Jesus loved him. Now the word in Greek that is used for that love is this relationship with friends and how much we love our friends and care for them. And Jesus loved Lazarus. He was familiar with him in a way that we are familiar with the people in our lives. And it connects us a little bit with this passage of scripture. Well, I have to tell you that as I've been reading along here, and I have been reading this book called The Day the Revolution Began. It's my Lenten reading. It's by N.T. Wright. He is the Anglican bishop and theologian. He actually teaches or is in the theology school at St. Andrews in Scotland. So that's where Camilla goes to school. And so I've been reading this, and it has really brought out a lot of things for me as I've been reading it about the things that are coming up in the life of our church, about the cross and what we know of as Good Friday and the event that followed the resurrection. Now, we'll be celebrating both of those things over the next 2 weeks. Now, the book is quite good, and it's been inspiring me, and I think that as we go along during the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be drawing upon it a little bit, so I wanted to point out that I'm reading this. But I want to point out something that's really important about it. N.T. Wright emphasizes in this book is that we often rush past the suffering of Jesus to get to Easter, to the resurrection, to rebirth, to being alive. We speed by these other things that happen along the way because they remind us about something that's happening in our lives. Something that we do when we get to the top of a mountain. We think that we see somebody on top of a mountain or we're there on top of a mountain. We think that it's all about being there at the top, and we forget the trail that led us there. The path that went from times of grief and sorrow, times of hardship, when we've had to fight through things. We forget about the valleys of our lives. Yet a mountaintop would not be a mountaintop without a valley. Now today's lessons are no different. If you were to read through the Ezekiel passage, we hear this prophetic vision of dry bones. Now there is a song, and artists have depicted this famous scripture for thousands of years. But as wonderfully illustrative as it is, we are glad to hear about new life. We like to hear the end of what that passage tells us, about how there was a breath that was brought into these bones, and they came back. They returned to their former. Now that word in Hebrew is rauch, which is this breath that is also at the beginning of creation. And it is the breath that filled Lazarus, and it is the breath that fills all of us. It is that spirit that exists around us. The challenge of these scriptures is to remember that we spend a lot of our time down in the valley of the dry bones and weeping for those who have died. And if we don't acknowledge those moments, experience them, then the rebirth, the resurrection, the return, the Easter means nothing. A few years ago, my grandmother died. At this, they say she was an extremely important person in my life. Her love for me and others in my family continues to inspire me every day. It didn't matter what you did, she loved you no matter what. The truth is that she listened to everyone, family, friend, and stranger, like they were the most important person in the world. People at restaurants, at the airport, stores, would stop to talk to her because she held herself in a way that invited people into conversation. People that she didn't even know. I could go on about her, but just know that I found her so important in my life that she continues to change me. There's a chair dedicated someplace in here that says the following words. In memory of Dolores McGee, beloved Graham, she blessed me by possessing me. Now, I was at summer camp with St. Patrick's Youth when I got a call from my mom informing me that Graham was taking a turn at age 94 and that she was in hospice care. And I called her and spoke to her on the phone. Her voice was weak, but she spoke just like I had come to expect. She wanted to know about me, and she listened in a way that I cannot possibly describe. She said, "Oh, it is my Kurt." That memory, that phone call, makes me cry today. It was the last time I heard her voice. She died the following day. I cannot tell you the grief that I felt and continue to feel for this pillar of my life. So when I hear Mary and Martha talk to Jesus about Lazarus, I understand. Why does this have to happen? I understand Jesus' tears, Teresa, for a friend. Grieving and crying and feeling and reflecting on the valleys of our lives allow us to appreciate the blessings of life. And reflecting on Jesus' life, including his passion, leads us to find hope. As I said, Ezekiel talks about the breath that comes into the bones. It is the same breath that we have in spirit, that we still have today. It comes freely from God so that we can see forward to the next mountaintop, to take the next step, to move forward when we hit bottom. When Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days, Mary and Martha's lives and Jesus' life were filled with sadness. But with breath and spirit, that deep sorrow was replaced by love and joy. This moment encouraged those who witnessed it to come to believe. That's what it said in the last verse of today's lesson. They came to believe that there was something more to this existence than could be seen. This was a mountaintop experience. But if you were to read a few more verses in John's chapter, I know it was already long enough, but the next verses were this. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what he had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees called a meeting of the council, and they said, "What are we to do? This man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him. And the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." when we are scared by God and want to protect ourselves, we focus only on ourselves. We focus only on the things that we can see in this world. And that's what led to Jesus' arrest and his trial, his death and his resurrection, which happens just weeks after this amazing Lazarus experience. Over the next 2 weeks, we will hear Jesus' story. Try to put yourself in the place of an eyewitness. Don't just celebrate Easter. Walk with Jesus to his death and then be filled with hope at his resurrection. The journey is what makes it powerful. I prepared some suggestions for biblical readings for the next several weeks. It's on a piece of paper like this that I'll have after this service. It's a reading every day. It begins with a passage we heard this morning and concludes with the readings on Easter. Listen to that story, because Christianity is based on a story. We are meant to know it and live it and experience it, just like we live the experiences of the people in our lives. Let's walk with Jesus through the difficult times so that we can come to understand the life-giving that we have been given. Amen.